بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. In Quran and Today's Life, we have been starting a sort of thematic exegesis of the Holy Quran. In our previous shows, we started talking about the life of the Holy Prophet from a Quranic perspective. We talked about the first two phases of the the life of the Holy Prophet, about the birth of the Holy Prophet, the prophetic mission of the Prophet of Islam, and then we moved to the issue in the story of ascension or Mi'raj of the Holy Prophet. We started talking about the migration of the Holy Prophet from the city of Mecca to Medina and different stories and issues around that. We're at the, let's say, introductory points of this migration that our discussion was in fact finished in our previous shows. Now inshallah we shall be continuing our discussion in this first session. We were supposed to talk about the migration of the Holy Prophet, but we I think just mentioned the preliminaries of this migration. The Prophet sent some of the companions to Medina, since Medina people were receiving the companions of the Holy Prophet warmly. I think you wanted to say, it's my own just interpretation of what you have said, that it was a good scene for the Holy Prophet for himself to move to Medina. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that there was some, in fact, instructions and orders on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there any Quranic evidence for that first, and then the rest of the story for the migration of the Holy Prophet?
It was told that the idol worshippers of Mecca felt that the danger of Islam is also appeared in Yathrib, the other city of the Arabian Peninsula. So they wanted to do something. They had a meeting with each other, and they decided at the end, they decided to kill the Prophet Muhammad to be an end to all these
to this new religion,
yes,
and whatever he brought.
New religion and all the followers of this religion. So they decided that each one warrior from each clan of each tribe selected. And all of these warriors attacked to the house of the Holy Prophet and kill the Prophet.
So what was the reason? What was the reason? So that no one of them, in person, would be the the guilty person for that story.
Yes, exactly. So that no one
to be known as the guilty.
Yes, can make them make a special tribe guilty for this happening. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse about this incident that Allah says, when the faithless plotted against you to take you captive or to kill you or expel you from the land, the unbelievers were plotting, and Allah also was planning. And the best of planners is Allah. What was the plan of Allah against the plot of unbelievers?
What was the plan?
Allah commanded His Prophet to move to Yathrib. How? The Holy Prophet ordered his cousin Ali ibn Abi Talib to lie instead of him in his bed, and at an opportune moment, so that at an opportune moment the Holy Prophet can move from Mecca to Medina. So that Ali ibn Abi Talib lied down on the bed of the Holy Prophet, and at the middle of night the Prophet Muhammad left his home
to Yathrib.
To Yathrib, yes.
Yathrib was the same as Medina, or Yathrib was a part of Medina, or Medina was a part of Yathrib?
Yathrib, later the people called Yathrib Medina.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about it later. That what was the reason that people called Yathrib Medina?
Okay. www.byislam.com